This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Nothing changes with leftism. Nothing good ever comes from leftism. Just period. They don't know how to take something that needs fixing and actually fix it. There is no money in solving the problem. They just want the person to keep being a patient. I don't know how many metaphors I can use, how many analogies I can give you, but that's the nature of leftism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Chicago. Strictest gun laws in the country. No legal gun shops. No shooting ranges within the city limits. And yet, one of the amazing numbers you get every single weekend. And here's what's bad. They're the number 71 most violent city in the country. And we get to talk about them. Why? Because they're a marquee city. Run by an idiot black lesbian Democrat who is more concerned with critical race theory than she is with keeping her citizens safe. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is what CBS's NBC News affiliate reported. According to the Chicago Police Department, shootings in Chicago are up this year. Are you surprised? I don't think you are. There have been 1,402 shootings reported, a 15% increase over last year. 1,715 people have been shot, an 18% increase. I don't know whether they're saying a 15% over last. I don't know what those numbers are, but it's somewhere between 15 and 18%. More people have been shot in Chicago than the previous year. And those numbers are astronomically disproportionate. The number of black people getting shot in that number is disproportionate to other folks. Crazy numbers. And you know who's shooting these black folks? It ain't cops, folks. It's other black people. Get this. This last weekend, five people are dead after a shooting weekend. A shocking weekend of violence, I'm sorry, in Chicago, Illinois, that also saw two separate mass shootings that left at least a dozen people wounded. At least, you want to know what the number was? 77. 77 people were shot over the weekend in various incidents, including two mass shootings that left 17 people wounded and two dead. Now, I always talk about the number of dead. In this case, it was five. Not too bad. 77 shot, five dead. Think about it this way. 72 people had their lives changed forever in some sort of way. It's one thing to say these five people died. Tragic. Where did these other people get shot? Are they in wheelchairs? Are they brain dead? Are they in some way incapacitated? Are they ever going to be the same? And the answer is no. Think about the trauma of what you were doing. Were you walking along the street with your companion? Were you at a park having lunch or dinner or whatever? What were you doing that got you in harm's way? Probably just living life. How are you going to live it from now on? It's like talking to a victim of sexual assault. Will you ever see the world different, the same as you did before something that traumatic happens to you? Let me give you the answer, Christine Blasey Ford and your hypothalamus. No, you will not. The world will never be clinical for you again. It won't be logical. You will think differently. That's the way trauma works in your life. And let me tell you, Democrats deliver trauma. They deliver it in doses that should be illegal. It's an overdose of trauma. They do not want to solve problems because, see, if Lori Lightfoot wanted to do something, she would ask for help, federal help. I want troops. in these cities. I want cameras. I want people held accountable. I want more police. Want to hear a clip? Let me let you hear this clip. This is the woman talking about policing. Former LAPD sergeant asked about violence.
Cheryl, I am a little concerned because I know there are people in neighborhoods who have concerns about the violence they've seen. It's interesting that this is happening at the time of defund the police. We have to get to the root of the problem. Why do you think we're seeing an uptick in crime happening right now?
I think it's a combination of things, and we have to understand that police officers are the backbone. Patrol particularly are the backbone of any police department, and this reminds me of back in the day when I was on LAPD, when officers' feelings were hurt, and they had the term blue flu, where officers openly talked about slow response to radio calls. You can break a police chief if response time is low, if you're not clearing crimes, if you're not responding to high-priority calls, shootings in progress, murder, robbery. And so officers now we see across these 18,000 police departments are butthurt because, you know, they can't run willy-nilly through a police department and abuse with reckless abandon. So they're stepping away from specialized units, too cowardly to quit outright the department, but they're stepping away from units on the Columbus Police Department, the rapid response team, an entire platoon of SWAT officers walked away in Miami. And so I don't think it's a coincidence. And listen, bad guys know that cops aren't responding, that they're not coming out when they're capering, and so I think it's a combination of.
Wow, so hey, it's the police fault. You know, because the police, they're out there with all that crime and they're not doing anything about it. It's got to be the police's fault. It certainly isn't a cause and effect. Criminals know the police aren't going to do anything, so what do? They keep being criminals. Which came first, by the way? You think the police came first or the criminals came first? Because, see, I have a theory. I don't know for a fact. I haven't done any research on it. But I think there were bad guys. And eventually, men got together back in the old days and said, enough of these bad guys, man. Nobody's putting them in check. Maybe we need to get together as a community and do something about it. And they did. They responded. And after they did it, they said, but we have jobs. We can't do this. We need to put somebody in control of it. So they made a police chief or a sheriff or something. And then that morphed into counties and statewide and all these other things that we currently have, of course, with the bureaucracy of government. But at the end of the day, I think they're all needed to some degree. Do they need oversight? Absolutely. But let me tell you who you're never going to hear about oversight. Criminal. Did she blame anybody in the criminal community? Did you hear anything at all? Not at all. The host asks about an uptick in violence, and she starts talking about police. Police aren't responding to all of the violence, and that's why there's an uptick in violence.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her, and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you were a police officer in today's environment, what would you do? If you got called to an altercation in a black community for whatever reason, kids stealing from a store, domestic abuse, whatever, what would you do? Because I'm going to tell you right now what I would do. I keep eating my donut and drinking my coffee. And I would be talking about, yeah, my boy's got a baseball game. As I gingerly walked to, that's the wrong word, but slowly, I wouldn't race to my car to go to the call. I'd call in for backup. I'd want all kinds of angles on it. I'd be very suspect. I'm telling you right now, I would not have a concern. Don't misunderstand me. I would be concerned for the victims. I truly would. My heart would go out to them. But I'm not risking my life and career over the nonsense that occurs every single day in the black community. 77 people were shot in Chicago. You know what the media will never do? They will never tell you the demographics of those shot in Chicago and who were killed. 77 shot, 5 killed. You know what else they're not going to do? They're not going to go in at the aftermath of these shootings and interview people who got shot in the head and are no longer lucid, you know, have no careers, people who are in wheelchairs over nonsense. They're not going to do it. They aren't going to tell you the backstories. If, let me tell you, if this were the type of thing that needed to, I mean, quite frankly, it does need to get out. But if it was something that the Democrats could make some kind of hay with or money with, they'd be giving you sob stories of blacks in wheelchairs who lost their careers, etc. But because it's other black people shooting other black people, they won't tell you the backdrop. They're not going to tell you the carnage in the black community, the number of black parents, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, cousins, nieces, nephews, uncles, who are lamenting the death of loved ones over nonsense, over things that the civilized world would go, y'all killed each other over that? You shot each other over a domino game. You shot each other over a piece of fried chicken. You shot each other over a bad look, or you felt disrespected or whatever. Are you kidding? And this LAPD cop has the nerve. She's asked a question in the previous segment. We played her clip. She's asked a question. What? Why this uptick in violence? It's a combination of things. Patrol is the backbone of the police, but they get what's called blue flu. Well, good for them. What are you going to do when your livelihood and your life is on the line and you know that there are people out there who do nothing but politicize your job? They don't have your back in any way. Yeah, I'm out. She says they can do slow response. How about no response? She says, when cops do that, they can break a police chief by not clearing crimes, shootings in progress, murder, robbery. You want to know where all those things occur in more than per capita? Every single one of them is occurring in the black community. And she doesn't want to talk about it. Let me let you hear more of the second part of that clip. If you want to hear the first part, go back to the podcast and you can hear the first segment of this hour.
What's your take on, do you really think there is an uptick in crime the way that Republicans are framing it?
I don't necessarily think that there's an uptick in crime, and I can tell you that I know firsthand, you know, statistics can be manipulated. And so I think that this is, again, what officers, police departments, police chiefs, those who are savvy, try to do is pull back, make communities suffer just a little bit, so you'll miss that heavy-handedness, those overzealous cops who are abusing their authority in your communities. And then when you cry uncle, they come back times 10 with more militarization, more heavy-handed elephant hunters who are now preying on an unsuspecting public.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here again. That LAPD officer, former LAPD sergeant, is asked about the uptick in crime, but this time the host says, and the way the Republicans are framing it. And she says, and I quote, I don't think there is an uptick in crime. Statistics can be manipulated. She's right. They can be. So I would love for her to expound on the idea of, because what she's essentially saying is, if the cops respond slow or not at all, then you get the crime gets reported. But if they were to respond, then the crime could be manipulated. In other words, it doesn't show up. Do you understand the logic of that? See, what she's trying to tell you is, or maybe she's, this is what she wants you to believe, that if criminals believe that the cops are going to have slower response times or won't show up, then they may commit more crime. Okay, well, let's go with that one. So you still want to defund the police? You still want to take the teeth out of policing? You still want to call them, what does she call them? Overzealous cops? As you say you want them to police the neighborhood and get rid of that criminal element? See, the one thing that remains very consistent here is this. Criminals are bad. Not all cops are bad. All criminals are bad. All criminals are doing something in the neighborhood that is cheating the system. It could be as harmless as, if you want to call it that, selling dope. You're poisoning people in the neighborhood. You're making money cash. You're not putting it back into the community in the right way. You're not paying taxes, and I could go on. And that's if it's benign. But if you're rising up the food chain in the drug game, then you're probably going to have to hurt some people. You may even have to kill some people. You're probably witness to a lot of criminal element, things that happen because of people who want to get your dope, but they don't have jobs, so they're willing to hurt other people. Am I explaining the cycle here well enough for you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? But she says, they pull back enough so you miss them, then they come back overzealous. And in their elephant hunter preying, she said, on an unsuspecting public. Cops are preying on them. Well, who was preying on you in between? See, this is a perfect example of, I'm never going to admit there's a problem in the black community. That's what she's avoiding. Now, a good questioner would have said, look, let's just keep it real. The cops are not coming to black neighborhoods because there's a lack of crime. And what you're implying is, whether they're there or they're not, there is crime. What do you say about the criminality in black communities? Now, see, that would have been a good question. But that girl was like, man, what do you think about the Republicans framing an uptick in crime? There is an uptick in crime. Portland, Oregon has an 800% increase in murders. Is that not enough? Is that manipulation of statistics? They compare crime year over year, month over month, whatever. Summer over summer, winter over winter. That's the way you compare. And the only answer is, yes, there is a dramatic uptick, and it is because of leftism and the policy to defund the police.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the threat of wildfires in the western United States is as severe as it's ever been.
We know this is becoming a regular cycle, and we know it's getting worse.
Biden, not citing any specific facts while speaking with cabinet officials and governors, also said extreme heat and droughts are getting worse while the government is playing catch-up. Pennsylvania's highest court has overturned Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction after finding that an agreement with the previous prosecutor prevented him from being charged. The 83-year-old comedian has served more than 2 years in prison and is expected to be released today. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is praising former President Trump for his border policy, the pair taking part in a border security briefing in the Rio Grande Valley. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Democratic-controlled House approves a measure to remove Confederate statues from the halls of the Capitol. Dan Naraki has more on the story from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285 to 120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
During debate on the bill, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, said, quote, all the statues being removed by this bill are statues of Democrats. Maybe it's time the Democrats change the name of their party, close quote. Pending home sales are reaching their highest level for the month of May since 2005. The National Association of Realtors saying they rose 8% last month when compared to April. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about that Donald Trump, man? Wow. These guys want to get this guy so bad. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They want Trump. Oh, man, they need to get him like the flowers need the rain. They want to make you suffer, you Trump voters. Hey, before I even get into that, I didn't even realize this. I was looking at statistics for news, cable news networks, things like that. And I was looking at all these shows, and there's a litany of shows. Do you know there are shows that are on broadcast TV that get 150 to 300,000 viewers? That's it. Do you know a highly successful show gets less than a million views? I'm talking highly successful. People making a lot of money. Tucker, his show gets 2 point something million, and that's he's dominating right now. He's dominating. Hannity is down, you know, probably just over a million, you know, million and a half, couple, something like that. But I'm talking these shows, Rich Housewives, things like that. Rich Housewives gets like 860,000 viewers. Here's my point. 80 million people voted for Trump. If 80 different groups of a million decided they were going to watch only conservative stuff, we could dominate. If 80 million people said, on Thursday nights, I'm going to watch the Kevin Jackson show, forget 80, 5 million, I'd be a player. Do you know there are people who get larger audiences on YouTube than most of CNN, MSNBC, etc., than their best anchors, than Rachel Maddow? And I would bet you money you don't even know most of them. It's crazy. I love it. This is why, if we use social media to our advantage, man, we could silence the left so fast. Do you know the Comedy Central with the what's-his-face? The South African kid that thinks he's funny, Noah, Trevor Noah. That show doesn't even get a half a million viewers. It doesn't even get over 400,000 viewers. 400,000. That's so tiny. I swear, if conservatives got off their butts and said, we're going to collectively go after something, and we did it. Just did it. If we decided, you know what? I mean, look, I'm going to, let's make it selfish. If you decided, Kevin, we're going to listen to your radio show, and we're going to get you 2 million listeners every single day, a fraction of the people that voted for Trump, I would be solidly the top radio show in the country, unquestionably. Make a lot of money, too. If, in case you didn't know, I would be making Rush Limbaugh kind of money. To have 2 million people listening to my show every day. I want you to understand, you may think you're insignificant. You're not. 20,000 listeners a day is big in a podcast, believe it or not. Don't even get to where you... 200,000 listeners and you are in the top 10. I just want you to understand the numbers. No wonder, you know, Trump, from what I was told, he's looking around for where he wants to lay his hat when he goes into social media. I think they may be abandoning the idea of doing it themselves. We are going to be coming out with something here shortly in social media that's going to blow your mind after I divested myself of PolitiChatter. Anyway, Trump, New York, how clean must this guy be? Cleaner than a preacher's sheets. Make Donald Trump the Pope. He's got to be more pious than that clown. Oh, I know the Catholics will get mad at me for saying that, but they don't have a lot of respect for the new Pope. The secular Pope, the Pope that wants to get involved in climate change and a bunch of other stuff. But he won't say anything about abortion by blacks or the killings of blacks of other blacks, etc. But he'll chime in on climate change. Anyway, this is from The Hill. Former President Trump denied wrongdoing and attacked New York prosecutors as politically motivated after they gave his attorneys a Monday deadline to make their final arguments about why his company shouldn't face criminal charges related to its financial dealings. Donald Trump, nothing's going to happen to Trump because Trump didn't do anything wrong. And people are fed up the same way. I don't know if you guys watched it, but I did a thing on critical race theory with the Goldwater Institute. And people are fed up. They're fed up of being called racist. They're fed up with, I'm just telling you, they're fed up. They're done. And they're done listening to people try to accuse Donald Trump of doing stuff that they know he didn't do. Why aren't you going after Hillary Clinton? Why aren't you going after Hunter Biden's notebook, his laptop? You know why. You know the thing. Anyway, they go on. After hundreds of subpoenas, this is what Trump said, over 3 million pages of documents, 4 years of searching, dozens and dozens of interviews, millions of dollars of taxpayer funds wasted, they continue to be in search of a crime and will do anything to frighten people to making up stories or lies that they want but have been totally unable to get. That's what Trump said in the statement. And he's exactly right. They want will somebody please admit to this? Let me tell you, they are putting the screws to some of Trump's people. You know they are. So he says he was targeting these New York prosecutors, New York City and New York State. He called the investigation into the Trump Organization a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. They picked the wrong dude, though. Because I'm telling you, Trump's going to fight. When it comes to his personal stuff, I think he'll fight ruthlessly and as hard as ever. I don't think he knew what to do politically when he was fighting for the country. And that's sad. But think about everything they did. Hundreds of subpoenas, 3 million pages of documents, 4 years. What would that cost? Looking for a crime, looking to create a crime. Let's get him for something. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has a crime. Multiple crimes. They won't even look into it. Comey, multiple crimes. Eric Holder, multiple crimes. Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, multiple crimes, right? Barack Obama, multiple crimes. Joe Biden, multiple crimes. Hunter Biden, multiple crimes. Susan Rice, and I could go on. Pelosi? Anybody think she's done some crooked stuff to get her fortune built? It's kind of like, I look at, going back to this critical race theory thing I did. We're talking about black people need more representation in government, and black people have been disenfranchised, and black people. And then, you know what I look at? I look at the daily, the, well, sometimes daily, but certainly weekly, I look at what what's happening all over the country in these cities, specifically Chicago. You guys know my fascination with them. And you know what I find every single weekend, pretty much? Dozens of people getting shot, and quite a few of them getting killed, overwhelmingly in the black community and overwhelmingly by blacks. And they want to push critical race theory. I wouldn't put a leftist black in charge of a garden. It would be a crack den and full of prostitutes within a week. I wouldn't let them anywhere near anything of mine. These are conniving people that don't give a crap about life. They will kill their family members for drug money. I'm just telling you. And don't let them know you have anything. They will kill you deader than disco. If you're an acquaintance and you think you've made a friend and a black leftist dude, you got somebody waiting to hit you in the head with your own hammer. They ain't going to bring one. They are opportunistic to a fault. Just telling you people, do not buy into this nonsense about them. Statement, they said Trump appeared to confirm his team was given until Monday to make the case to prosecutors against criminal charges. And he goes on, he says that he's been under investigation for things that are standard practice throughout the business community, in no way a crime. But I got to tell you, the level at which they are digging up the stuff on this guy, I mean, I'm not going to say that it's unprecedented, but boy, I would certainly venture to tell you, I do believe it is unprecedented. That's how badly they want to get him. 4 years of the New York Attorney's Office looking into your stuff in conjunction with, you know, the Department of Justice and everybody else. And here's Trump still standing. That's got to be scary to them. I wish he would start doing investigations on them. Wouldn't that be cool if Trump turned the tide on these leftists and exposed them all?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So a while back, it was funny because when we started talking to Stacy, we were going to help her out, and I tried to get her legal representation and stuff. And she's such a sweetheart, drama teacher out of Illinois, and we've known each other now for 2 years. And they did a story about her, and it crept up, and I called her before we did the broadcast, just to talk about the story and congratulate her. And there's much more to do, and she says she's going to give me some inside scoop. I'm going to try to get you that. I'm also going to try to get you the inside scoop of this Maricopa County vote count, or cheating in the ballots that they did in the presidential election. So I'm going to try to get you some scoops. We normally don't pride ourselves on getting scoops, but these may be something we can get. Same thing with Laura Loomer. Laura's out there raising holy heck. Going to try to get some scoops for her. But anyway, the lady's name that I'm talking about now is Stacy Deemer. She's a drama teacher in the Chicago area. And the story reads, she's fighting back with her attorneys and says, is highly racial content that stereotypes white people and violates the U.S. Constitution. Now, I told you guys, I just came off doing this CRT thing, critical race theory. We've been pushing back on 1619 forever. We've been pushing back on the scumbags of Black Lives Matter from the moment it started, built on a lie, exposing all these racist clowns and their supporters and enablers. That's what we do. And because of that, many of you have been with me, you stick with me, you know it's not conjecture. I will say this in front of black folks, what I say to you. One time, this black dude who calls himself a conservative, he's a total rhino, and he accused me of, he said to a bunch of Republicans, right before I was going to speak at an event, he says, Kevin's the kind of dude that white people will come to see, but he won't go see black audiences. And so I had just maybe a few months earlier gone to see to the new Black Panthers Day of Atonement, April 23rd. I remember the date. I don't remember the year. And as far as I knew, I was the only person who went. And you guys said to me, Kevin, be careful, man. They'll kill you, dude, if they know you're a black conservative. If you're a Republican Tea Partier, don't tell them. And I chuckled. I said, I'll be all right. So I go over there with my camera. I'm set up. And I start the interview process with these new Black Panthers, man, over in the north city of St. Louis. This is the most dangerous city in the world, in America. Not in the world, but in America. And I start out and say, hey, Kevin Jackson here. I'm with the new Black Panthers at the National Day of Atonement. I got a couple of young brothers from the Black Panthers I want to speak with. I said, I'm Kevin Jackson, black conservative Republican Tea Party member, speaking with the new Black Panthers. I said that. And then one kid stepped up, and I said, hey, man, state your name for the camera, blah, blah, blah. He said his name. I said, so tell me what's going on, man. Why are we doing this National Day of Atonement? And you know what he did? He goes into blasting Mayor Slay. Democrat Mayor St. Louis. Mayor Slay promised us that he was going to revitalize the black community. He ain't doing nothing for the black community. They took all those TIF funds that they got. And I mean, this guy's using terminology of TIF funds and stuff like that. I was like, this dude knows what he's talking about. And he blasted the Democrats. The do nothing Democrats. Our aldermen is worthless. They're all in the bag. And I took that film to Glenn Beck, and he couldn't believe it. He probably thought it was my cousin them. It was not my cousin them. I didn't know these guys. Then the next guy stepped up. Okay, what's your name, sir? He told me his name. Yeah, man, well, what my brother there was saying, and then he continued. You know, we're tired of people coming into our communities and talking about stuff, and they ain't doing nothing for us. And I told Glenn Beck, I said, and Matt Kibbe was there. I said, see, you guys think we're so far away from these youngsters, these young black disenfranchised. They are not mad at us. All you got to do is decide you want to go get them. Glenn was blown away. We talk about that when I do see him quite often. Anyway, so Stacy filed in federal court, and they said the lawsuit represents one of the primary lines of attack from activists seeking to combat the influence of CRT, critical race theory. The Southwest Legal Foundation, which represents Stacy, is working as part of Chris Rufo's legal coalition that ultimately seeks to strike down CRT-related curricula at the Supreme Court. So when I talked to Stacy, she had gotten Chris's team, and I was happy for her because my team couldn't do it. They said it was too complicated of a case, and it would do her an injustice for them to only do this one area. And so right after that, she got Chris, which is good. I'm glad she got him. But they go on to say this. For months, Rufo and others have brought numerous school materials to public attention, often inspiring shock on social media. Tuesday's case seems to spotlight one of the bolder instances of so-called anti-racist education, which critics have described as neo-racism. The lawsuit indicates that, among other things, that the district stereotyped and divided teachers according to their race. The district purportedly directed teachers to participate in racially segregated affinity groups, which were the subject of a federal civil rights complaint. It was a violation of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Anyway, although, and this is what Stacy told me. She says, Kevin, I was ready. They were ready to get everything resolved in the Trump administration. And then Biden took over, suspended the decision of the Trump administration right after his inauguration. So she was essentially starting over from scratch. So Evanston Skokie's district previously caught attention for a school reopening policy that seemed to favor racial minorities over white students. The superintendent's name is Devon Horton. I'll let you guess what color he is, who's also listed along with his deputy as a defendant in the suit. He received a wave of backlash for that proposal, prompting the school board to suggest white supremacy was at work. So see, here's a tenet of CRT. They want to, if you push back against it, you're a white supremacist who doesn't want to teach black people about the history of slavery and lack of civil rights. I don't know if we need another lesson in slavery and the lack of civil rights unless that lesson involves teaching that it was the Democrats doing it. See, I'd love to see that get taught. Here's what the board reportedly said in an open letter. When you challenge policies and protocols established to ensure an equitable experience for black and brown students, you are part of a continuum of resistance to equity and desire to maintain white supremacy. See, they always want you to feel like you're taking steps backwards. You know, if you don't do what we tell you, well, then you're a white supremacist. No, that's not the case. It wasn't the case at all. And as I talked about on the thing with Goldwater, if somebody wants to accuse you of being a white supremacist because you're not going to buy into the notion that blacks should be treated differently, that they should be treated humanly, a.k.a. humanely, then shame on you. This infantilization of blacks, this demoralization of whites has got to stop. And Stacy, the teacher, is one of the few. Look, these teachers feel like, you ever watch the interviews? They're in silhouette.
Never voice disguise because they don't want anyone to know who they are.
I said they have the voice disguised. What? These people are in a good career that they can't even feel the freedom to open their mouths and say what they want. They want teachers to teach how bad they are by virtue of their birthright. Shut up and do what we tell you or else. That's what they want. I love this part, though. They said, let me get down to this story. This will blow your mind. It says, according to the lawsuit, teachers were instructed to read students the book, Not My Idea, in which a devil approaches the main character with a contract binding you to whiteness. And so it says, the imaginary terms offer stolen land, stolen riches, special favors. It adds that whiteness gets your soul and to mess endlessly with the lives of your friends, neighbors, loved ones, and all fellow human beings of color. The end contains a section for signatures and notes, and riches and favors may be revoked at any time for any reason. That's the nonsense they're teaching. And you want to know why? As I said earlier, it's a cop-out. It's a cop-out because the education system doesn't want to teach. It wants to indoctrinate. It pretends to want to teach. And so this is where we are. I'm so happy one of my friends is at the forefront of this. You're going to remember the name Stacy Deamer. Just watch out for it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.